The National Cattlemen's Beef Association held their annual legislative conference this week in Washington, D.C., and NCBA President Bob McCann says cattlemen and women took to the Hill to discuss trade issues with their lawmakers.
You know, we're adding $250 to $300 a head. That is pretty well, you know, comes from our international export markets for every fed animal that's harvested in this country at this point. Trade is important. We want to continue to try to open up new markets and try to facilitate more liberalization of trade for our product beef.
And McCann says specifically when it comes to trade, they discuss the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Some of these countries, like Japan, we pay a pretty high tariff for our export product there, 38.5%. And we feel like if we could get those tariff rates reduced, that it would provide a lot of opportunity to export more product to those countries. That's been a kind of a hallmark of the Trans-Pacific Partnership amongst all the different members is tariff reduction and hopefully eventual elimination of tariffs. So it was quite concerning to us, the announcement this week from Australia about the bilateral Australia-Japan agreement that does reduce some of their tariffs, but not in alignment with what we've discussed as far as the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the other countries that are involved there. And we've had good discussion with producers there, and we feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect with Australian producers and possibly their government on what they would concede to there. So going forward, we would just like to say that it's important as a modern trade pact with being a comprehensive, good, modern trade pact that tariff elimination is something we think is important in these new trade pacts as they come through.
Cattlemen and women from across the country were in our nation's capital this week for the annual NCBA Legislative Conference. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.